This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A run-in between a truck and a light rail train left one injured in downtown Denver last night. The Denver Post reports the crash happened just before 7 p.m. in the Five Points neighborhood. The truck's driver was treated by paramedics. No one on the train was hurt. Colorado was involved in 49 lawsuits against the Trump administration, a historically high count. CPR's Ava Keon.
Attorney General Phil Weiser says the lawsuits have kept coming because the administration is doing things that are blatantly illegal. During part of Trump's first term, Weiser filed 11 lawsuits against the administration.
What I am taken aback by is how different the two administrations are. My standard has not changed. The behavior of this administration has changed, and it's not normal.
Weiser said many of those lawsuits are the result of funding decisions. According to the Attorney General's office, 29 of the suits so far have had favorable rulings, but the majority are still in court. Ava Keon, CPR News.
A philanthropic fund from Amazon owner Jeff Bezos has given a $5 million grant to support families in Boulder County. The Emergency Family Assistance Association in Boulder received the money from the Bezos Day One Families Fund last month. The association connects Boulder families and people experiencing homelessness with critical services. Executive Director Debbie Pope says the grant will make up about 9% of the annual budget.
This is a very specific grant that is focused on really stabilizing homeless families, and we're very excited about this opportunity.
Of the 32 other organizations that also received the grant, the association in Boulder is the only one based in Colorado. The final numbers aren't in, but DUI arrests in Colorado last year may well have topped 16,000. That's the projection from the Department of Transportation. This is CPR News in KRCC.